Hi, welcome everyone to the Tuesday evening in Europe and elsewhere in the world, and Tuesday afternoon here in America. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this is Cancel and Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com, and I'm also on two of Shake and Wake stations, thanks to Annie Champagne, and PSN Radio, thanks to Angel Espino. I want to welcome back two good friends, one's from Ireland and the other's from Poland. I want to welcome back Gary Mailer and Pavel Gorniak. Welcome back, fellas.
Evening, chaps.
Hey, thanks again for having me on. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. I know it's quite late over there. It's 10 p.m. in Poland and 9 p.m. in Ireland, but we are going to do an hour, and I hope Pavel doesn't get too distracted in this hour. He said he might be distracted, but we will...
It's too cold for her. It's too cold, so she went back inside.
Cold. Okay.
Yeah, I figured that'd be the case. She's she doesn't like the cold. So, but I told her it's gonna be on for an hour. So
yeah,
she went back in. I'll keep an eye on her though.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I got a good view, so it's all right. So, how's everyone doing tonight, guys? Steve, Gary, how are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Some changes in my life, of course. So we'll see how that goes. Gary, you weren't here for the last segment, but me and Steve had a very good topic going on, right, Steve?
Yes. I was just about to ask him, Matt, did you happen to listen to that podcast that I sent over to you from last Tuesday, Gary?
I listened to about 10 minutes of it, and then I was up to my eyes with a Christmas sick. The whole house is here. It's like a small hospital, very sick. And then the car deciding to, the best way to describe it is it blew up.
Dumped a load all over, did it?
That's good.
No. Yes. So, Merry Christmas to me, huh?
To everyone else too. I love Christmas. Yeah. I just love Christmas so much.
That's your Christmas present to the mechanic's garage, isn't it? Hang on a second, guys. I'll be right back. Yeah. Go ahead, talk. Okay.
So, what were you talking about last week again? Sorry, remind me. I'm just literally in the door.
Basically, we were talking about the Zionist influence on World War II and the events that occurred after. Including Hitler's background, the Nazi background. Basically, that whole thing was about unpopular opinions about the Second World War, events leading up to it, and past. Today's show probably will cover some more background on the Nazis and what that was about. So it's,
Did you talk about James after Balfour?
No, we haven't had a chance to yet. No, actually, we didn't have a chance to because I only do an hour because it's so late. But I just drift off. So I would like to hear your opinion, what you have to say about World War II, about the about Auschwitz. You know, give a couple of words about that.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think it was on November 2nd, 1917. James Arthur Balfour wrote a letter to one of the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
Basically, it was, in a nutshell, he was writing on behalf of the British government, I think it was at the time, and it was to establish basically the breakup of Palestine. So this is how you get your modern Israel, how you got it now. So we all know, if you look on, if Google Maps or whatever it is you're having yourself, from 1917 up to present day, you can see how Palestine has literally gone from a country that's the size of, let's say, I don't know, half of Russia, down to the size of Ireland within decades.
Okay, I'm back.
Land grabs. Hey, Steve.
Hi, you didn't even miss me, did you guys?
Who's this new phone? Yeah, which I was just saying there about James after Balfour. He done the Balfour Treaty or Declaration for the Rothschilds. Balfour
Declaration of 1917.
Yeah, it was 19. I think it was 1917. If memory serves me.
For sure.
Is either during or at the end of World War One?
During.
It was something a long like time off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Actually, guys, I'm gonna try to go in for a minute. Back inside. If it's too loud, I'll come back out.
Okay.
So we'll see about that.
But Gary, I played a video that's banned in Europe. I played it on Facebook Live after the show last Tuesday. It's a video that shows 10 separate newspapers over here in America that put out the 6 million Jews mantra. The papers go from, I think it's 1913 to 1938, 10 separate news articles, 10 separate newspapers. And they all have this same mantra, if you will, you know, about the 6 million Jews.
The papers were owned by, who were they owned by then?
I think it was the New York Times. Well, probably the same Jewish family, whoever that might be, a Rothschild or...
The Morgans.
Morgan, yeah.
There's a couple other families. I can't remember exactly tonight.
Warburg.
But those British families and American families in the mix. So that's the way that went.
You got to see that video, right? Damon, you seen that video on my Facebook Live?
I saw the one that you were doing the mic test on.
No, this was last Tuesday. Damon, did you see that video?
No.
You didn't?
No, I don't know. I think it was even banned in my country. I think it was even banned. So.
Yeah, I played it on Facebook. That's why it's banned.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of stuff banned from you guys, you know, especially from America. A lot of the stuff gets banned, so... So it's really, 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 really irritating that I can't participate in some of the conversations you guys have on the show just because of circumstances. So, you know, it's illegal to talk about the Holocaust here. It's illegal to talk about anything that's got anything to do with Jews running World War II. So I'm really, you know, in the dark about that. Whatever I can scrounge up, I know about mostly outside sources within Europe. So.
Can you get David Icke's book over there?
I don't know. No, I haven't checked. I'm trying
to Amazon or whatever, because he's done a great one called "The Lion Sleeps No More." The human race, get off your knees.
Yes, yes.
And he goes well into depth about the Rothschilds and the whole starting of the Palestinian thing there, basically. And if I remember correctly. That these persons that were placed in the German camps, you know, the concentration camps, they wanted to go anywhere who were Jewish, anywhere but Palestine. They were just want to get the hell out of Dodge. They didn't want to go to Palestine. They were quite happy sitting in Germany.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, so, I don't know if you guys are aware, but...
The Star of David is the crest of the Rothschilds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, I heard something
about... It's going back to biblical times. Again, you're either the house of Dan, which most of us common people are, or you're the house of David, which those a-holes are.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I just actually watched a documentary, I think by Graham Hancock, about the Rothschilds, and I wasn't really paying attention to it. I was really tired. I was sleepy. I think it was around midnight. But then he started going about a topic that I kind of got into slightly when he said that these people are the ancestors of the Rothschilds. It sparked my curiosity, but I can't recall which film it was. I'll have to check. But it was just amazing. Like their history stretches way back, and they're fully aware of their history, their family history going back thousands of years even.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, God almighty, the Rothschilds, where do you want to start with them? They're such a conundrum. I mean, I think it was Nathaniel Rothschild or maybe someone else who said... I want control of the banks and you can control the laws or something like that, he said.
No, he said you can give me control of your banking system and I care not who controls your government.
That's
or something. That's it.
Yeah. And actually
I'm a bit rattled after just coming in the door.
Do you guys know why Hitler became suddenly from a pawn of the Rothschilds to becoming the worst enemy of the Jews? Do you guys know why? Because in 1938, he arrested in Germany Lord Rothschild, Lord Baron Rothschild. That's why he became the enemy, because he arrested one of his owners on charges of corruption within the banking system.
Ah.
Yeah. Convenient, isn't it?
Isn't Hitler so-called an illegitimate son of the Rothschilds?
Grandson.
I know that.
Grandson.
grandson.
Is there a grandson of the Rothschilds?
Yeah. I mean, because the state of Israel is the state of Rothschilds, isn't it? It's their land, allegedly.
Yeah, it is. That's the Balfour Declaration. That's the Balfour Declaration.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, to get rid of non-Jewish communities and all the rest of it. Doesn't mean, you know, even if you're a black Jew or an Irish Jew or Italian Jew or whatever, you're not a proper Jew. So mm-hmm. out you go, son.
I don't know if you're aware, but in New York and other major cities in the States, there's actually anti-Israel protests. Jews are protesting the state of Israel.
Yeah.
Well, they have been here in America for years, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all people that are Jews. You know, nobody hears about that.
So it just doesn't get reported on, that's all.
Yeah. But it's not all Jewish people are bad. It's just the Zions.
Yeah, they use the Jews as the cover for whatever they're planning for us.
What's to do? Anyone who hides behind the Bible and do evil things, they're the greatest sods that ever walked the earth.
Yeah, well, Albert Pike back in the 19th century said that the next great war will be between the Christians and the Muslims. So what's happening now? That's what's happening.
It's always been going on. Jesus, the Knights Templars, they're all doing it.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is? Yeah. I find it very, very interesting that it is just way too easy to manipulate people anymore. I think if it would have been 150 to 200 years ago, they would never be able to do the things they do that they're doing now.
Yeah, probably not. So, Gary, since you weren't on the last show, maybe you could fill us in. What's the general opinion amongst the public not listening to the news on TV? What the opinion is about World War II and the whole Holocaust legend and stuff like that? So I'd be very interested in hearing that from you.
Well, just basically, the history of World War II, as growing up in England, it was seemed like a fantastic thing. I've never seen any people come back from a war, I suppose America would be the same, that the soldiers were so praised and held in high esteem. It was unbelievable. You didn't hear anything like that in the World War One, where they came back shell-shocked. Yeah. You didn't hear anything when they came back from the Korean War or the Vietnam War and all the rest of it. They were treated like scum. Maybe the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War, definitely over in England, it was like, nah, you should not be over in there. You're only after there for, oil, drugs, gold, whatever you want to have yourself, people trafficking, you can go anywhere in that direction. Mm-hmm. But it's only World War II, and I always wondered why the soldiers always came back, and they were given great jobs, when they came after World War II. An awful lot of them were great engineers, so you had the start of the rat rod cars, and you had, they'd done everything, from Hoovers or vacuums, whatever you call them over there, to fantastic technology that they did. And I always wondered, where did they get this technology from? You sit there, how many times have you sat down gone, oh, that's a great idea, and you try and work it out, and next thing you Google it and it's already existed?
That's funny, isn't it?
I mean, I was taught when I went to college, I was taught by two great ex-RAF engineers when I was doing my engineering, and they could make you a pen out of a beer can. They were just so brilliant at what they could do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what it's like over in Poland. I mean, they could get one of your cars, your fantastic little Polish, what they call Senna's cars, and they could make that into a V8 Mustang within a week. They're just gifted with their hands. Everyone was gifted in their hands in them days.
There's a lot of very talented people all around the world, but they're being, they're being silenced, killed. Their projects are being taken, destroyed, or whatever. I don't know if you guys are aware, but the first hydroelectric car was invented back in the 40s.
Of course they were. They had electric cars back in the 30s and the 20s.
The first electric car was back in 1847.
Oh.
Not 19.
And did you drive it, Steve?
No, I didn't.
Still the first one.
Oh, man, I'd love to have a go on that car. Oh, well.
Yeah, those cars were amazing. And, actually, the Germans created a lot of the engines that, were in those old cars. So German technology until recently was amazing as far as, cars go, planes, tanks. It's amazing. Plus, U.S. oil, it just helps so much.
But here's the other side of the question. Do you know, when on the build-up to any war, you know, they must be doing this for years, because you just can't go into Walmart and go, I want 18 billion bullets, please, because I'm going to invade China.
Yeah. Excuse me, fellas. I want to break in here for the first crewed electric vehicle was developed in 1832. Robert Anderson develops the first crewed electric vehicle.
Oh, he did, yes.
But it isn't until the 1870s until the electric cars became practical.
Wow. 1870. I wonder how many were made and how many exist now.
Yeah.
Probably not. Enough to probably one.
They must have old radio valves or something just to do. Well, the headlights would have to be oil-based, you know, like a little lantern. They had
right,
to be.
Right. They probably just drove at a horse's trot about the same speed.
I don't know. Because electric, you know, give it a bit of oomph, like them Tesla's cars. They go, but they max out about 130 miles an hour. That's it. But I'm sure you can zoop them up to go faster and faster and faster than that.
I thought the Tesla electric. I thought the Tesla cars went over 200, some of them.
It does. I think over 200 kilometers.
That's if you put it in that ludicrous mode or whatever it is, isn't it? I'm just saying bog standard.
Not sure. Actually, as far as Tesla goes, I'm not sure about that. I actually tried listening to his last interview in 1901, but it was, you just can't listen to it. It has to be remastered and told by Jim Mars for it to be interesting, really. So I can't listen to that, so, but yeah, apparently a lot of his technology was like 100 years ahead of its time, even not more.
Of course. I mean, even the, am I allowed to say Nazis? I'm supposed to say.
Yes, sure.
Even the Nazis. Even the Nazis, they had sort of like low-grade UFO technology. I mean, Jesus, have you seen Hitler's Bell? I think it's called. Is it Hitler's Bell?
Nazi Bell in southwestern
Nazi
Poland.
Bell.
Yeah, southwestern Poland. It's still there. Like the building grounds for it are still there. Like the fundamentals are still there for it. They studied it. It's possible to.
Something just popped into my head. There's a place here in Limerick, it's called Foynes, and it's basically a shipping port. Now, back in the 1930s up to the beginning of World War II, it was a station for the flying boat that Mooring O'Hara's husband, it was his little baby. Do you know the flying boats? There were aeroplanes that can land in sea and dock and all the rest of it.
You're talking about Howard Hughes.
It's called, I think it's called the Little Clipper or the American Clipper. I think
the
actual plane was. Absolutely fantastic piece of technology. Anyway, they used to come to Ireland and fly to America or to South America on a single tank of fuel. Now, if you bear with me on this, you know that old rumor that Hitler escaped and landed in Argentina? There's even on the History Channel, they reckon that Hitler went to Argentina. I don't know if you heard
that.
Yeah,
went to Tibet as well. Yes. He went to Nepal, Tibet. He went to all that.
But you know that singer, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina? What's her name? Evita or whatever her name was. Yeah. She was singing for the troops in Germany, Poland, Italy, wherever she was doing and all the rest of it. Well, there's a very good and strong rumor that Hitler literally changed his hair, took off his silly little moustache and all the rest of it, acted as a stagehand. She got onto that plane, flew to Ireland, got onto the Little Clipper and flew into Argentina.
Well, the story, I think I think one of the conspiracies goes that Hitler went to Spain and he jumped on one of those submarines and then went to Argentina from there. But
I'm not too sure about the about Spain, because I took the kids there over the summer holiday to go to see this place, and they were flying this thing straight into Argentina, and there was pictures of Evita actually going onto the boat, you know, taking photographs with the Irish Prime Minister, I think it was De Valera at the time, and all that kind of nonsense, and then off they went with her and her entourage. Now this plane is amazing. It shows you what proper air travel, not like the cattle trucks that we got today, but it's absolutely amazing. And I've been talking to a couple of people that I know, if what you reckon, and it's a very good strong possibility.
Well, actually, hang on, guys. I actually have a fan club going on here. It went up to two people now, so they're listening in.
You shouldn't be so handsome, Pavel.
Yeah, I try not to be, but they find me handsome, so at least one of them does. Yeah. It's one of them does. Yeah, I hope the other one doesn't find me handsome, I hope.
The other one must be a...
He's looking at me right now. He's a good friend of mine.
The other one must be a man.
Sounds like you need more beer.
Yeah, they're, like I said, we're putting the Eastern European flavor on the show and we're drinking. They're asking what the hell I'm talking about. They can't understand a word I'm saying, I think. I don't know. We're having fun here, though. We're having fun, so it's positive.
Well, tell them to say hello from Ireland.
Colega movie Chase Zirlandi.
And America also.
He says hi. And my friend says that you should get your asses down here for a drink or a lot.
And America also.
Okay. Yeah, the GF is saying no, but we're gonna do it anyway. So we're gonna do it anyway.
Tell him America also.
But, yeah, she's looking at me like I did something bad. So I don't know.
We'll
talk about it later. We'll talk about it later.
Tell him America says hello too.
Yeah. Okay. My fan club broken two halves now. I have only one. So. Okay, he left off, but the other one's. The more special one is still here, let's say. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It was like a slow little break. I wanted to give a shout out to my people here in Poland. That's why I got them involved for a second. You know, it's positive vibes.
Good, really, good.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. I think Claudia understood that. She said, "Aww." So it's good. It's good. And are you guys celebrating back in your hometowns, or Gary, are you going back to England or what?
No, I'm not allowed to go back to England ever again.
Why is that?
I'm joking.
No. Did you get banned?
I'm one of the great. I'm that age. I'm one of the great train robbers. there's other things there that I want to say. Have you heard of a guy called Robert Sceptre?
No.
Sceptre.
I think I pronounced it. He wrote a book about the Frankist Jews. Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
The elites of the elites of the elites kind of thing. So whoever's behind the Rothschilds is one of these kind of types of people.
Oh, wow. That's the top of the pyramid.
He'd done a book called... it's 1666. I suggest you get it somewhere. I think you might be able to PDF it.
You'd have to send us a link.
That's a book if you want to understand how all this kind of like system as we know it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a family of pure debauchery.
You see, I've always thought that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Harrimans, the Morgans, the all of the other family elites, I've always good thought ones. That they were just the henchmen behind something else more evil.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure. But here's the thing, you'll never know who the top is, like who the top person two or three or four are. Because for sure there's a hierarchy.
Well,
that like one elder who said about everybody else.
We do know.
For sure. Be like that.
Yeah, but we do know.
Can know, because I don't know about America or Poland, but certainly in England, they used to do a book called Who's Who's, and it will give you all the list of the rich and powerful people in, you know, England. So the Queen controls England, Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister and all the rest of it. And it also gives a slight listing of their family tree. I've always gone down the mother's route for whatever reason. I think it was my wife that told me to go down the mother's route. And you'd be amazed who the mothers are related to and why the husbands are joining in. It's one big jigsaw puzzle that started off, you know, like with 5,000 pieces. And now it's literally coming down to the last 100 pieces. They're trying to make two big superpower families.
Oh, which is why there was a fusion between the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds a few years ago. You guys are aware of that, right?
Of course.
It's not a marriage, it's a fusion. That's what they call it. It's officially called a fusion, not a marriage.
Yeah, of course. They just want the bloodline. You know, like if you own a racehorse, you want the best racehorse. You want the pure bloodline. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. It's really astounding that people are so blind to see the system being so corrupt. So many people who are abusing power because they're scared of what could happen, you know, if they don't abuse their power.
I don't think I disagree with that. I don't think they're blind to an extent. I think they're scared.
Yeah.
A lot of fear.
I mean,
a lot of fear.
This, I, I mean, if you told me this 20, 25 years ago, I always said, Pavel, you're a nut. Go away from me. You're mental. Have a look at yourself. But since, especially after 9/11, and then, hello, they gave us the internet, and we've just gone, right, now you can do your own really, really good research. And there's people like yourself, Steve, the likes of David Icke, the likes of Graham Hancock, or whoever, that you can use as study notes and do your own, you know, investigations. And it's unbelievable what you pull up, you know?
Yeah.
It really is. And you don't have to go far. You just have to pick one subject, anything, like have the birth of the car, the birth of the computer, and just have a look at the connection of the people that were around a particular object or a political history or something. You'd be absolutely amazed.
Yeah, it's incredible, really. Steve, your thoughts on that?
You're conducting the show now? Are you running the show? No, I think it's right. You know, I think fear plays such a big part in everyone's decisions. They've already scientifically studied us. Really? They know that we act and react out of fear, or out of emotions, actually. Not just fear, but all emotions.
Of course, that's why you step into the light. Don't be scared of the dark. Just go in for it. Turn on a big spotlight and you just watch them people run. They don't like being in the spotlight. They're not like the Brad Pitts or George Clooney or, you know, Spinal Tap, you know, that enjoy being on stage or whatever. Yes. These people really like being in the dark. Yes. They love it.
Absolutely do. It really begs the question. I heard probably 10 years ago, maybe even longer, I don't know, but Alex Jones said one time that the big pedophile rings were going to be revealed, and he didn't really say why. I don't really understand why they are revealing these pedophile rings, because even if they do root out all of these cockroaches and get rid of all of these rings, these elite people are still going to want the children for their satanic rituals and their bloodlettings and their Andronochrome. They're not gonna suddenly stop doing that. They're still gonna want to do that.
And they're gonna have to do it on certain dates. Say, let's say, for argument's sake, Friday the 13th or Christmas Day or whatever. They have to do it at that certain time with a certain moon rise and all the rest of it. It's in them. They, you know, they just can't function without doing what you just said, a child sacrifice. They really can't.
No, not at this point.
I don't know if you guys noticed. Staying on topic somewhat, going on the same rail. It was actually a loud story about Tom Cruise a few years ago that he never ages. He's shown with actors he was starring in with in movies in the 80s and 90s.
That's the Andronochrome.
He hasn't aged a bit, but his fellow actors, his co-actors who are even younger than him, look really old. Why?
That's the Andronochrome.
Bloody ritual where you drink a child, an infant's blood. It's called androchrome.
Andronochrome. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It's the practice of drinking infant blood, you know, during a ritual sacrifice of the child in order to
in a traumatic
remain young.
State. It has to be traumatic, I understand.
Yes, it does. The child has to be in the enthralls of fear for their life. And when that happens, the adrenaline runs through their blood. And at that time is when they let the blood and drink it, and that's where they get this so-called power of theirs, so-called youthful power in the fountain of youth type of reactions.
And it's sick. It really is. I mean, I'm all for, you know, most things, but anything to do with hurting a child or anything like that makes my blood boil.
Mine also. That's definitely it. What can you do? I mean, you know, anybody who tries to get out of line and go against the system pretty much either gets killed or, you know, well, apparently killed, like Epstein. So it's, you know, it's really awkward. You know, a lot of these celebrities.
And looking on to that now, wasn't that such a sleight of hand? What was going on that Epstein? All right, it was a big story, and it was a media blackout. You couldn't even turn on any other news channel without Epstein being, you know, and Prince Andrew and all the rest of it. What are they doing behind the scenes?
Yeah, that's the scary part. What the hell are they doing behind the scenes? What do they know? What do they
actually
want to feel?
Actually, last week, I know it had nothing to do with Epstein and all that and Weinstein, but last week.
Oh, yeah. Did you see him coming out of crutches?
Yeah. He's trying to drum up some sympathy there, but I think I actually predict this, and I think they're going to be faking his death too and calling it a suicide. But
yeah.
Anyways, last week while the impeachment process over here in America was, I said impeachment process, but I actually meant the Three Ring Circus show. While it was going on, another $500 billion. $500 billion went to quantitative easing of national banks all over.
Yeah.
Did you hear about
how
that
much?
One? Half of a trillion.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, that'll go. That'll last him another year or so.
Mm. And do you reckon Trump's going to be done for this impeachment?
Who knows?
I doubt it, because the Republican Party runs the Senate. The impeachment process is in the House of Representatives, the Congress right now, but the Senate is run by the Republicans, so they're not going to touch that. They have to have both impeachments, a Senate and a Congress.
And they're not going to lose their job either over it.
No. They won't even impeach them. There's already two or three Democrats that have jumped ship and went over to the Republican Party. I don't even feel it.
I tell you what, if any of my kids said they're going into politics, I'd shoot them, because I never raised them up to be liars.
Have you heard my joke, Gary? Gary, have you heard my joke?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, have you heard my joke?
Go on.
Do you know why they're called lawyers?
Go on.
Because liars was taken.
Why? What is that?
Because liars was taken.
Yeah, that's
you're here all week, Steve. You're here all week.
But dum dum.
But
actually, just to let you know, I'm taking you guys on an inside tour of the bar, so you guys get the full experience of the not the full experience, because if it was a full experience, you guys wouldn't be able to hear me at all. Just hear a lot of noise, a lot of yelling and stuff. But yeah, so it's it's quite
shocking
quiet.
This time of night, you're in a pub. That's absolutely shocking.
Yeah. Well, here, bars are open until everybody leaves, basically, so it's a lot of fun. Oh, shit. We still got 20 minutes, my friends. We still got 20 minutes.
Yeah, so what do you want to have bang on about now? I've just found David Icke's book. I'm just flicking through as we're talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Zionist mainframe, the basic tool for manipulation of reality and the manipulation of words. If you control the meaning of words, you control the people and their fears. Philip K. Dick.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
But that's it. The whole thing's run on it's a fear show. The whole thing. I mean, TV shows like Fear Factor and all the rest of it, and you're just going, why would you want to do it? I'm a celebrity. Why would you want to eat a kangaroo's anus and all the rest of it? You know, it's, they're all this is true. This is on TV in England. This is, you know, it's 8 o'clock in the evening. It's just finished, I think. And if you look at one of them, it was actually my wife that spotted it. She goes, doesn't it look like a Freemason's kind of ritual? And at first I thought, what? And then when you look at it at first, because it's just entertaining, apparently. And it is. They do all these rituals. They starve them. They put them into dark coffins underneath ground and fill them up with snakes and bugs and rats and God knows what else, wherever you're throwing yourself. They're all rituals. And they do it, playing it out on telly. So it is a dumbing off the massive, because if you're reading this and you go, well, you know, Tom Cruise has just been on I'm a Celebrity. He's just done that and he's won it. You know, I have to think it was entertainment. It's not. It's all a part of the ritual.
Yeah, it is. It's always about rituals. It's always about it's usually got to do with energy fields. You guys notice everything around these rituals.
They love your fear. They feed off your fear.
Yeah, that creates energy, of course. Evil creates energy because it's negative energy, and that's what they want. They want to feast on negative energy.
And that's it. And, of course, other people go and replicate, and you go, oh, my God, you dumbass. And then they give, I don't know, it's a difficult subject to talk about, really, because I hate taking away someone's beliefs, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jews, whatever, whatever. I'm not an atheist or anything like that. I just don't like, if you, especially like the older generations, like my mum and dad, they're born and raised Catholics. And you hit, and when they talk about, oh, I'm going to mass and all the rest of it, and you kind of go, oh, what day is it? Oh, it's a ritual of this. And, oh, mom, do you really have to? But it's what she likes doing, do you know?
Well, that's what she's used to. That's what she's been hearing for, you know, since her grandmother.
It's not great. Yeah. It's not, I suppose it is a form of brainwashing, but at the same time, it gives her peace, happiness, and all the rest of it. She lights a candle when anyone's sick. So, you know, there's nice things about it. But at the same time, you know, like Christmas, it's not the birth of Jesus. It's, you know, the situation of the stars. It's the star that, you know, the birth of the star. And the same with Easter. It's the dying of the star. So the third day he rose again. So this particular star dies down and comes up on Bank Holiday Monday, or I don't know what you call it over there. But it's the rise of the stars.
Yeah.
God, I'm waffling. After the day I had today, I'm waffling. I just need to vent.
Yeah, it's no problem. You know, it's no problem at all. Yes, go ahead, just keep going if you need to vent out, you know, we understand.
Without you, so I'm taking off air.
Yeah,
but yeah, so what else do we want to chat about, boys?
Let's see, I haven't been paying attention to the news pretty much at all lately. I'm just sick of it. I don't turn my TV, I don't read the news. Every time I hear something, it's usually about you know, U.S. Defense missiles in Poland, you know, the little negative stuff.
Pavel.
Have you got a U.S. military base there in Poland? Has it just come up?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't have a U.S. military base?
Have you just joined the club and got a U.S. military base? Because we've got one here in Shannon. It's very hush-hush. You're not allowed to know, but it's the open secret.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have at least one that's really known. Whether there's probably other ones, smaller ones as well.
Yeah.
Gary.
Not really important.
Hello.
Yeah, the word is the Shannon Air Base there is the go-between where U.S. and other coalition forces bring the illegal materials back to their countries. They
right.
stop off there at
and
Shannon.
If you look on Google Maps, the Shannon is the same Shannon what I was talking about earlier, Foynes.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So it's a part of the same river network, as I said. I think, I don't know how many miles apart they are, but as the crow flies, so to speak, as a ley line or whatever you're having yourself.
Ley line, yeah.
But I'm going to look into this over the Christmas about Hitler leaving Ireland, going to, because I think there's something in there. I think there's, you know, something got legs, and especially with Shannon, they were bringing in people from Shannon, refueling and taking them straight to Guantanamo, or just off the coast of Cuba or somewhere.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Back in the day, when good old Bomber was in charge.
I want to get you guys' take on this. Three ring circus over here, as I described it a few minutes ago, the impeachment process.
Oh, yeah, that's a lovely thing. Well, might as well cover it. I mean, we've got, 15 minutes, 14 minutes? Might as well cover that circus. Why not?
I find it.
Yeah, since in your backyard, you start off. Your opinion on that and the whole thing going on there.
Well, I just find it interesting that the due process is all thrown out. He's just running it as a little dictatorship, Adam Schiff. I don't know whether he's related to the Schiff of the 20th century or not, but I don't know. He just seems to be his little dictator, and he's got to run things the way he wants to.
Right, so he sounds like a child that never heard the word no before.
Sorry?
He sounds like a child that never heard the word no before.
Probably so.
Like his boss, the president, anyway.
Well, what is the opinion of Trump over there? I know, like, I don't know, let's say Virginia, they love him, and New York, they hate him, and California, they're like, yeah, whatever. I mean, what is the general opinion of Trump over there? Is he any good?
It depends on your news agency that you watch and your political party that you
present him
support.
As a savior or whatever, because they have to, obviously. But the general public, if you talk to them, they're like, he's an idiot. You know, America's bad, so everyone's turning their opinion against America. Because if 20 years ago, it was like, yeah, America's our savior. America's our savior. Everybody's evil. America's the only good force in the world. They're going to save us. But now the opinion of the public has really changed in general. So for the better, actually.
Well, I just see this as a movie, fellas. You turn your TV
Yeah, just the best way.
I see this as a movie. I see that all is as a theater. I think it was Shakespeare said that the world is a stage and we are all but actors on this stage.
Yes, indeed. Well, what do you reckon? Do you reckon he's going to be impeached, or who was the last president to be done over?
Well, they impeached Clinton, but he stayed in office.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have relationships with that girl in the office.
Yeah.
Yep, Lewinsky. Yep.
That's her name. Sorry, I couldn't.
I wanted to bring something up, fellas. Somebody mentioned about, I don't know, children crying or misbehaving or something. It was, I have my cousin's son, so that would be my second cousin. He's probably about 46 right now, 47 maybe, but when he was a little boy, he was very, very neglected by his mother, and his grandparents ended up having to take him in at the age of like 4 months old or something like that, because she would just leave him crying and wouldn't hold him, wouldn't do anything, wouldn't hardly feed him. It was just a bad story. But
love it.
When he started growing up, he was a bad seed. He was just a bad kid, and his psychiatrist would always say, even what's the word I'm looking for? Negative attention was still good to him. It still felt good to him to get a negative attention, whether he would get spanked or scolded or whatever the case was. Negative attention was just as good as positive attention was, is what the psychiatrist put it. And I think it's probably still that same today.
It's changed, maybe, that's why.
I think it's still same today.
Yeah. And how's he turned out?
Yeah.
A lot better.
Kids who are treated bad today, if they find suddenly they're treated good by somebody, by their foster parents, they act weird because they don't know how to react to positive treatment instead of being beaten or yelled at or being called names. So it's like a shock to them.
Well, he wasn't really a bad kid per se, but he would get violent. But I think he met a
that's
woman
slashing out.
Yeah,
that's because
that's
what
he knew. That's the only way he knew how to react.
Yeah,
that's why.
We're still feral at the end of the day. We've only been taught morals by our peers.
Yeah, but the elite. I think somebody was mentioned about the elite. They thrive on our negative energy.
Yeah,
and they do. They get
they
power.
Do. They love it.
Yeah, they laugh at it. Actually,
it's
they
like Chanel to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. God Almighty. I mean, I don't want to go on a Gary rant, but I really do hate pedophiles. I hate rapists and pedophiles.
Too.
I really do.
I do too.
I can't stand them. There's no excuse for it. You know, oh, that person was drunk, or no, it's my right as a human to rape a 2-year-old. No, it's not. You should be shot in the face twice.
It all boils down to an ego. Yeah. It all boils down to an ego. A rapist, I think, really can't stand the opposite sex. Men rapists cannot stand women because they get rejected so much. And
And you know, on the other side of that, the flip coin, the only ones that really grinds my gear, these men who pretend to be feminists.
Yes. Do you know why
that
is?
They're only after one thing. They're only trying to smooch their way into a big group because they can't talk to a person at a pub.
Sure. They're trying to get with a woman, and they don't want to have the consequences of a child afterwards. That's the only reason a woman, in my opinion, become a feminist. They want to have unprotected sex with a woman, and they don't want to deal with the consequences. Just like the woman doesn't want to deal with the consequences too of an abortion.
And it's all a part of their game. Again, they're breaking up the family unit. Now, when I was growing up, it was mum and dad. And then it was mum and stepdad, or dad and stepmum. Do you know that kind of way?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now you got, well, I don't know, just pick a choice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that
you can have pick your own
man who's just married his horse according to Jerry Springer, and you can have a family, and you know, you can whatever.
There was a time.
The whole world's bonkers.
That was a time all over the world. America was big on this too, but the entire world. Every member of the family lived under one roof. There was grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, and the children. And even if, if a boy or a girl didn't have the finances and they did get married, they lived under grandpa's roof for a while, and then they moved out on their own.
Yeah.
True. Well, actually, my grandmother was one of 17 or 18 children, and they lived together with their parents, plus with their grandfather. Yes. With my great grandfather's father, they lived. Yes. So it was almost 20 of them living in one small hut that wasn't even insulated. That was just, kids slept. It was like three kids per bed.
Like sardines, right?
Yeah, it sounds like Ireland back in the day.
Yeah, but everyone dealt with it, They got used to it. They knew that was the way to go. There was no other choice. They just kept their mouths shut, and they dealt with it. Now it's like the kid doesn't have his own room with a TV. It's suddenly a problem, He suddenly starts acting out by, killing sprees or, I guess, extreme. But generally, it's... they act out by crying under video blogs or complaining under, internet blogs or whatever the hell they call those things. I don't know. I'm not really into that kind of stuff. But it's really annoying to watch these irritating assholes, complain that they didn't get the iPod they wanted or the iPad they wanted or the newest iPhone.
We had this conversation, and the world's gone mad because there's grown men teaching women how to put on makeup. Surely women would know how to put on makeup, or if they don't, they'll ask their friend, how can I put this on? No different than a guy and the car breaks down and they don't know how to mend the car. They know some other man that could mend the car, that kind of a friend or whatever. Yeah. I mean, everything's all topsy-turvy. I'm all for, you grow up and choose, do what you want, But at the same time, the family structure is slowly being eradicated because it's the way they want it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole topic in and of itself. It's Americanization. That whole thing came out of America. Europe, in the 80s, 90s, I remember the way family structure was here. Nobody complained. There was no feminists. There was no whining. Everyone just knew their part within the family. They did their part, and the family was doing very well.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, America came in with their freedom, whatever the hell they call it. I don't know what the hell they call it now. And they started making, implementing their own ideas, started giving women the idea that working for a corporation, going to work for 10, 12 hours, suddenly somehow makes them feel more like a woman.
And that's the thing that just...
Man. This is just a rant. It's a random rant, So I think you guys know where this is going. So
yeah. Because when I was growing up, my parents weren't. My dad was a carpenter. My mum was home help. That's what they did. But there was a next door neighbor of mine, and he was a dustman. He worked for the council, and he was getting £700 a week. I mean, that was big money growing up in the 70s, And the wife didn't have to work. And slowly, surely, when Margaret Thatcher came in and gave him this bullshit of saying, "Oh, women, you need to be in your own thing," and all the rest of it, I know I'm going to get women shouting at me now. But they were always at home, or the husband at home, the woman worked. It was always one parent that worked and one that stayed at home. But the parent that worked got good money.
Yeah.
Now two people have got to work, so that family has been double taxed.
Yeah. That was that way.
Both sides. So if I'm earning £5,000 a week and my wife is earning £3,000 a week, collectively we're only pulling in £1,500 because all the tax, the property tax, all this other nonsense that's coming in. And where's it all going? Back to the old Rothschild banking system.
That's what internal writings said way back in the start of the 20th century. Why they started feminism was because they wanted to get the woman to work and get her tax dollars.
Yes, I was going to say, yes, Steve, that's right.
That was a time, I think...
That's the emancipation movement for the women. That's what it was. It was sponsored by the Rothschilds.
I think it started... I think it was the 70s.
I think you're wrong there. I think George Soros was there alive then. I think he was born in 11 AD.
Do you guys hear about the list of countries he's banned in? Did you guys hear about that? It's like a whole list of countries George Soros cannot enter without being arrested on the spot, jailed.
There's quite a few countries.
He can't answer them personally, but his representatives can.
Hungary's one of them.
There's quite a few countries that George Bush and Dick Cheney and Henry Kissinger can't go into also because they'll be arrested and prosecuted for war crimes.
Oh, yeah, on the spot.
And the Queen of England can't go to Canada due to hunting parties.
Hunting parties?
Yeah. There's a rumor or conspiracy that when the Queen last visited Canada, I think in the late 50s-ish, there was an orphanage that they were going to visit. And let's say there was, I can't remember the numbers, but let's say there was 20 children. And they said, oh, let's go out and wander around the forest and all the rest of it, blah, 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 look at nature.
Indigenous children.
Well, out of that 20, I think 16 came back.
Yes, yes. I know that story, yeah.
And I think it's just the Queen, I think it's just the Queen that can't go into that country because there is an ongoing lawsuit that's been happening since the 60s, I think, or the 70s.
Probably so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Indigenous tribes, yeah. The indigenous people up there are trying to get her.
That's what it was, Stephen. Thank you. I couldn't remember what kind of orphanage it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should do more research before coming on here.
No, actually, today is like a really awkward day for everyone, I think. You know, Steve, for you, because of the situation you've got. Gary, because of what you got. And I got my own thing going on. So today's show is kind of strange, actually, from what I gather, you know, because no one's really focused tonight.
Yeah.
So it's a really weird show tonight.
It's been fun. It's been fun.
It's always fun. Of course, it's always fun.
You're both probably trying to. You're both probably wanting to get along, then, aren't you?
Sorry, say that again, Steve.
You're both probably wanting to get on, then, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm done after today.
You're gassed, aren't you?
If I had a gun today, I would have shot everybody.
Well, if it wasn't for my special lady, I probably end up killing somebody as well today. So good thing she showed up. I was really just kidding.
We're in sync, Pavel. We're in sync.
Beauty and the Beast, huh, Pavel?
We gotta get together. Either you get your ass down here to Poland, or I get my ass down to Ireland. We gotta get together and drink some local, you know, brewage.
We have something. What, you asking me out on a date? Is it? What's wrong with you? Sweet Jesus, I'm not that way inclined. Thanks for the offer, Pavel.
You're a ginger. You like everything that's coming to you. You like everything. You're a ginger. Get serious.
Well, we haven't gone to America.
No, but America's going to come to us. Steve, get your ass down here as well. It's going to be a threesome.
Right, right. Oh, geez, I'll get right
I
on
that image out of my head.
All right, that's enough for the night, fellas.
It's gone because I've been in deep shit right now.
That's enough for the night now, fellas. It's been an hour.
Okay,
before I go, Steve and Pavel, I wish all your families the best of health and happy Christmas and all the rest of it to you. And talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. And same to yours.
Yeah, thanks, Gary, Steve. All the best to you for the during the holidays. We'll talk again probably. I'll call you guys on New Year's Eve, just to ring in the new year in a positive note.
All right.
Yeah, we can do your so-called threesome on FaceTime or whatever it's called.
I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know.
Facebook Live. Sure.
What an image I've got in my head. Two bearded gorillas. Oh, my God.
Everyone's ginger.
And on that bombshell, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you again, guys. Have a great night. Have a good one.
Good night, guys.
God bless. All the best. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thanks.
Good night. All right. Sorry about that last 2 minutes there. It got a little difficult, a little different. hopefully they won't, next time they come on, hopefully they won't do that again. But thanks, everyone, for coming on. I want to put something on to finish out the hour. So talk to everyone soon.